Centralization examples. When you use your debit card at a bookstore, you swipe your card and pay for your purchase. At this point, the company then sends a bill to your bank for the amount agreed when you purchase your goods. The bank then must verify that it was you who made the purchase. The bank, once the transaction is confirmed, releases the money to the company and records the transaction in their ledger. The ledger the bank recorded the transaction in includes all the operations the bank made on behalf of you and the card used. The bank has complete control over what happens with the ledger. Other than having the ability to look at your bank statement, you have no authority to change anything or do anything with the ledger. Centralized ledgers are much easier to hack because they are controlled by multiple entities. Decentralization examples. Imagine that you want to transfer one Bitcoin to someone. All you have to do is to tell whoever is in charge of the network, whether it's one person or a group of people, that you are transferring $1 worth of Bitcoin. Once this is done, the transaction is approved and then it is recorded. Decentralized Bitcoins are much better than centralized transaction because it takes less time to complete a single transaction. Other reasons decentralized blockchains are better is that a person or company can send secure information to another person or company, such as encrypted messages and medical records.